Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Radio show coming to you live in the area of the Down South non-incorporated Bay Area. Listen, I want to thank you for chiming in with me. Tonight is a short show. It's actually just an announcement. There's a lot of things going on. Happy Daylight Saving Time. I know your schedule was messed up today, just like mine. But I am grateful for more sun in this evening as we approach and get ready for an awesome week to come. But my question is to you, what have you done this week to show that you are still in love with your dreams, your goals, your aspirations? All right, that's the topic of tonight. What have you done to show and prove that you're still in love with your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations? So, before we get into all of that, I just want to say, make sure you check out goodnewsschools.com. That's our grassroots community publication, all about creating and celebrating good news in the community. And you don't want to miss that that issue. It was quite interesting. And as a matter of fact, Good News is about to turn 2 years old. It has been an interesting journey, and I look forward to continuing to morph into whatever it's going to turn into, because Good News Schools is its own thing. You hear me? A lot of times we give birth to ideas, to projects, and they just become our babies, and sometimes we stunt their growth because we keep them as our babies. And I would like to share that Good News Schools is definitely its own entity, doing its own thing, and I have to keep up with it. So, Good News Schools, happy birthday. I'm very proud of you for all that you're doing and all that you will bring to the table in the future. So what happened this week? This week was absolutely dope. We had the opportunity to go to the Peace 70 event at the Sagamore Hotel on South Beach, celebrating Israel and the state of peace that it's been in for the last 70 years in regards to the prime minister who put some things in place a while ago. you know, it was just nice to be in a cultural, artistic environment. It was so much art, a lot of photography, a lot of paintings, murals, and just artists who, you know, who have contributed to Israel and to the Sagamore Hotel, because, you know, they're very intricate in regards to bringing artwork and showcasing artwork with Basel and so on and so forth. So it was awesome. Had the opportunity to meet the CEO of the BHI, Bank of Israel, and it was just really nice. And we also had an opportunity to meet Cher, and I don't want to butcher her last name, but check my Instagram. You'll see the pictures. La_Latoy, LATOY on Instagram. And thanks to R. Jackson and Yolan Jackson for inviting me out. I haven't been to South Beach in so long that I was shocked at all the stuff that I saw on the way to the event. You understand, while I'm driving on Collins and whatnot. So that was definitely a shocker. I hadn't been down there in a minute. A lot of jiggling, baby, going on. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was South Beach. What else happened this week that was awesome? So I had an opportunity to go to a workshop or a training. For those of you that know, I am a life insurance agent with PHP Agency, People Helping People. And there was some information that was shared that just, you know, threw me for a loop. And we weren't supposed to have our phones, so I had to get my phone out and look up some information. And that's what actually has inspired tonight's, you know, topic. And so we're going to get right into it. So in the workshop, they were talking about opportunities and what to do, what you can do in regards to what you love. And so I'm going to read you a little tidbit of what they share with us. It says, in April of 1976, Wayne, who was a third co-founder and 10% shareholder of Apple Computer, for some reasons that are both interesting and relevant to today's discussion, he sold his stake for a mere $800. I'll say that again. In April 1976, Wayne, who was a third co-founder and a 10% shareholder of Apple Computer, for some reason that was, you know, interesting and relevant to today's discussion, he sold his stake for a mere $800. Had he held on to it, that $10 billion of Apple stock, $62.93 billion. So because that was just so, like, I can't wrap my head around I can't wrap my head around the B, you know, and the billion part. And I thought to myself, wow, what are we doing in regard to investments, in regard to our dreams, our goals, and our aspirations? What are we letting get in the way? What are we letting stop us? Why the show title is called Don't Stop Your Love. Don't Stop Your Love. You understand? Because if something allows you to receive fear, it is going to stop your love for whatever your passion is, whatever your goal is. And I don't want to be like Wayne, 10% shareholder, giving up his shares. He gave up 10% of the 10%. For the 800, who does that? I don't care how many years ago it was, $800 couldn't have been that life-changing. About that for me, because right now, PHP Agency is offering equity. As a matter of fact, Steve Wozniak, the other Steve of Apple, went as far as to say that the PHP Agency is mirroring exactly what happened with Apple. And for those of you that know, Apple started at $4 when they first, you know, were out there. You can get their stock for $4, and now the stock is valued at, I think, like 160, 170, somewhere around there. And a better time to invest when a company is, of course, when the stock is more affordable, and you can get, you know, and you can rack up. And so right now what's happening, going on, you know, you have people going with Bitcoin, you have people doing cryptocurrency and all these other different things. There's a lot of opportunities out there. But are there opportunities out there for you to have equity in something, in a company, under 10 years, right at the cusp of going public? Do you have that opportunity? Because if you did, whatever you do love, whatever you have a passion for, consider it in the bag forever, for years to come. And this is a way for you not to stop your love. I know I use song references a lot. I have song reference OCD, if you can't tell. But the reason why I thought about that song, Don't Stop Your Love, is because when you find something that you know is going to be not only a solution to a problem today, but a solution to future generations' problems and issues that you know are inevitable, like food, water, living, you understand? It's time for us now to look at things a little bit differently, look at opportunities a little bit different, and not just look at it for the now, but to look at it for the long term. And what are we doing? Are we allowing something to stop our love, our passion, our vision? What are we doing that may be propelling us forward? And so that's one of the things that I want to encourage you to do this evening, is make sure you position yourself where you can be propelled. And propelled is different from being pushed. You understand? Being propelled is different from being pushed. Being propelled, you in the god dang on slingshot, finna go the distance, about to go to this. To me, when you're ready to be propelled, you have gotten over the resistance. You're not resistance, because now you're looking for some support to push you where you to put you in a position where you can jump, leapfrog. You understand? Over obstacles, over people in line. You know, Rick Ross said they tried to, you know, hold him back because other people were standing in line, but he had pushed to the front. Propel to the front. So pushing and propelling are two different things. When you push, there's some resistance. When you're getting propelled, you're getting ready to experience a quantum leap in results, a quantum leap from, you know how people say, I need something to get me from A to B? You went from A to Africa. That's what propelling means. So don't allow anything to stop your love. Don't allow anything to stop your vision. And definitely don't allow fear. Always be a fear detective, so you can identify where it's at and eliminate it. You can identify where it's at and counter it, so it won't allow you to deviate. So I encourage all of you to don't stop your love, okay? So this is a short announcement tonight on the number one Down South Talk Radio. I just came to give you a quick message because there is so much going on. I will not allow anything to get in the way or to stop my love and my passion to be that, you know, matriarch in the family, future family, whatever. Right now, I can't wait to be able to do the things that I fathom, the visions that I have. I can't wait till they actually play out in front of me. I already see them. But to share that and experience that with those that I love and those in the community, I look so forward to it. And I'm going to use the PHP platform to do that, because I will be getting equity. I will not be like Wayne, that third person of Apple selling his shares for the 800. Are you serious? Oh my gosh, that's a painful story. So whether you're headed for Wakanda, whether you're headed abroad, wherever you're going, wherever your vision and your dreams lead you, don't allow anything to stop your love. Peace and blessings. I just came to give you a quick message. It's been awesome and amazing. And we're going to go ahead and ride out to our, you know, our Down South music. I get in the Down South mood every time I hear this song. Shout out to the Florida Boys songs that I outdanced, a couple of different songs I've been doing with Florida Boys. I love all of y'all. Peace and blessings to you. Get at me.
If you'd like to be on the show, you have something positive you'd like to share or a controversial topic we need to talk about relating to Down South, please call 786-972-8695 to me. And even more importantly, if you're ready to eliminate fear and not let anything stop your love towards your dreams, goals, your aspirations, and you want to find out what I'm doing and how I'm going to do that for myself, come on. And you want to find out what's up with PHP and this equity, give me a call at 786-972-8695. I'm only looking to talk to people who have a heart and passion for their dreams, their goals, and their aspirations. Again, this is Ms. Latoya Bird. Thank you for coming in. I love DownSouth.com. And I hope you do. Peace.
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow down some, Junior.